With us right now, Reggie Newsom, who is the Department of Workforce Development Secretary. You're here with the Governor's Summit on Small Business, and looks like we have some new DVR programs that are playing a part of this conference. Can you tell us about what those programs are?
Sure. Well, the Governor believes in these programs at the Volk Rehab Division, and the Governor wants all Wisconsinites to have an opportunity for a family-supporting job and a pathway in the middle class, and particularly individual disabilities, because individual disabilities have so much to offer to employers in terms of their work ethic, their ability to learn, and just want to work very hard. So we have some individuals here from Walgreens, the Chief Diversity Officer Steve Pullman, here to talk about a program called Retail Employees Disability Initiative, or the READY program. And this is a program that the Department of Workforce Development is partnering with Walgreens to recruit, train, and hire individuals with disabilities. So he was here touting the program. October is Disability Awareness Month, so the Governor is going to be traveling throughout the state touting disability awareness initiative programs to train and recruit and employ individuals with disabilities. So we encourage all employers in Wisconsin to take a look at what we're doing in workforce development with our Volk Rehab Division, and again, hire individuals with disabilities. They help the bottom line, and again, it's a great return on investment.
Now, it appears that a lot of businesses could learn about some of these new programs either here at the conference or through your office. What if they've got questions about this or the other programs? How do they learn more about them so they can utilize them?
Well, they can go to our website at Department of Workforce Development. That's www.dwd.org. And they can come to that website to get more information about our programs. And they can call our office directly. They can reach us at 608-267-1410. They can contact our office, and we'll be happy to work with them to get information out to them about our programs.
A short time ago at the conference here, I spoke with a Stevens Point business person who said they are utilizing one of your other new programs, and that's to hire veterans. What can you tell us about the veterans program?
Well, again, we've got a great program at the Department of Workforce Development to hire veterans. And the budget the governor and legislature has allocated, the Department of Workforce Development, administering the program and providing grants to employers to hire veterans with disabilities. And again, that's a program that we're working to get up and running, and we'll have up and running sometime next year. And again, we encourage employers to get more information about that program from our website or contacting our office.
And apparently there's another veterans program that's already in place. They've already hired on this one.
Oh yeah. Well, we have veterans programs. The Department of Veterans Affairs, Secretary Skolkos, has veteran programs that he provides through the GI Bill to recruit and train individuals with veterans. And the Department of Workforce Development, through our veterans programs, we can go out, recruit, identify individuals. And we have the Veterans in Piping program, which is a program that we work with the pipe fillers and the plumbers to, again, train individuals for opportunities in the skilled trades. And that program has a 96% placement rate, so it's great.
As you address the conference today, what's your main message to the people here?
Again, the state's moving in the right direction under the governor's leadership. The state has added over 60,000 jobs. The unemployment rate is at 6.7%, lowest this has been since December 28, 2008. Again, we're moving in the right direction. The biggest room is room for improvement. So the governor and the leadership of the legislature yesterday rolled out more programs and services and a set of bills to continue to train Wisconsin workers to be able to fill the jobs that we have available. Our website, jobcenterwisconsin.com, has over 50,000 jobs available and posted right there. So we want to work with employers to identify their specific needs, and again, through apprenticeship that the governor is reinvesting in, an apprenticeship to provide incentives for employers and workers to go into the apprenticeship program. Our Wisconsin Fast Forward initiative that the governor has invested in, we're going to be rolling out this fall. These are all programs for workers in Wisconsin to get trained, to get retooled, to go to work, and that's what the governor's mantra is going to be: jobs in the economy moving forward, and focus on worker training and support for our workers in Wisconsin.
Anything you want to add today?
No, that's it. I appreciate the opportunity, and we're going to continue to focus on growing the economy, jobs, and the economy in Wisconsin, and training our workforce.